Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahur Chiste. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a program marking a decade of the Startup India initiative at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. During the program, the Prime Minister will interact with members of India's vibrant startup ecosystem. Select startup representatives will also share insights from their entrepreneurial journey. A report.
Startup India was launched on 16 January 2016 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a transformative national program to nurture innovation, promote entrepreneurship and enable investment-driven growth. The objective of this initiative is to make India a nation of job creators rather than job seekers. Over the past decade, Startup India has emerged as a cornerstone of India's economic and innovation architecture. It has strengthened institutional mechanism, expanded access to capital and mentorship, and fostered an enabling environment for startups to grow and scale across sectors and geographies. India's startup ecosystem has witnessed unprecedented expansion during this period, with more than 2 lakh startups recognized across the country. These enterprises have become significant drivers of employment generation, innovation-led economic growth, and the strengthening of domestic value chain in diverse sectors. As India advances towards a $7.3 trillion economy by 2030 and the broader vision of Viksit Bharat 2047, startups are poised to remain central to the country's development trajectory, serving both as catalysts of growth and as enduring symbols of India's future-ready, innovation-led economic model. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
India has strongly advised its nationals to avoid traveling to Iran as the security situation in the country has deteriorated further. Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, in an advisory said, in view of the ongoing developments in Iran, Indian nationals are strongly advised to avoid travel to Islamic Republic of Iran until further notice. The emergency contact helplines of the Indian Embassy in Tehran are 9891-2810-9115, 9891-2810-9109. The embassy can also be reached through email at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. Naglin government has convened a meeting of the Political Affairs Committee PAC at the police mess Chumikidima tomorrow. According to an official notification, the meeting will begin at 11:30 a.m. under the chairmanship of the Chief Minister and will be attended by the Deputy Chief Ministers and Cabinet Ministers. It also requested Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnong Konyak, Lok Sabha MP Supung Mirin Jamir, advisors S. Kyoshu Yimchunger, Z. Nyusito Nyuthe, and Setronkyu Sangtam, along with MLAs Kujolozo Nyenu, Puthai Longong, Nuklutoshi, Pikto Chohe, Dr. Sukato A. Sema, Joenga Sep, Dr. Nisatyo Mero, Achumbemo Kikon, B. Bangtik Pong, A. Pong Shipom and Lima Onenchang to attend the set meeting. The meeting will be significant as it will be the first PAC meeting of the new year. President of the European Council, Antonio Luis Santos da Costa, and the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, will be chief guest at the 77th Republic Day celebrations at Kartavyapat on 26 January. At the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, both leaders will be on a 3-day state visit to India from 25th January. Ministry of External Affairs said participation of EU leaders as chief guests at the 77th Republic Day and the 16th India-EU Summit will further deepen the India-EU strategic partnership and advance collaboration in priority areas of mutual interest. A one-day PM Vishwakarma Marketing and Entrepreneurship Orientation Workshop was conducted yesterday at the DC's Conference Hall, Kohima, to create awareness among artisans and entrepreneurs on government schemes, marketing strategies, financial literacy and business formalization. General Manager, District Industry Center, Kohima, Ahun Letep, highlighted the importance of entrepreneurship and market preparedness for local artisans under the PM Vishwakarma Scheme, stressing the need to align traditional skills with modern market demands. Session on central and state MSME scheme branding related, advantages of formal registration, digital integration and digital literacy were discussed. And in view of the prevailing dry weather conditions and the increased risk of forest fires, Additional Deputy Commissioner EDC Medzipema P. James Su has directed strict preventive measures to avoid fire outbreaks in forest areas, joomlands and surrounding landscapes. All offices, institutions, village councils, landowners, farmers and the public have been urged to follow fire safety norms, including maintaining fire breaks, avoiding burning during windy conditions and setting up fire watch teams from January to March. Village councils and ward councillors have been asked to remain vigilant, while the public must immediately report any forest fire to the nearest authorities. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.